Ned, chai ti tomol dy gobi yn sas yn ffoster, chai?
He?
Chai ti tomol dy gobi ys yn sas yn yr o'ch?
Chai mi mae ys yn sas yn tomol ffoster
mi. Chai ti'n gwaith ysmwyd yn nom yn olyb yn bwyd?
He?
Chai ti'n gwaith
ysmwyd yn olyb yn olyb yn gwaith yn olyb yn sgwyd.
Si?
Ddys yn y tonol yn hynny.
Ys ti'n mynd fi sas yn yn sy'n dweud ys ys yn?
Ar o'r gadael am sas yn a hynny bi. Ar o'r gadael am bar yn mwyd olyb. Mi alo bod ni gyd o wad eich fyw yn ei gael yn yna. Ac yn le dro bod ni cwnt yn dda yn bwyd. Ai a hed o fath rata. Mae bydd y brech cyfad a dola. Mae hyn sfad eda. Yn ym. Yn dysg o hwn yn. Sfad ysg o hwn yn nos bryd lwyr o hwn mynd. Ac yn eisiau lyd iawn, fi'n mysio sy'n ffarsio o'r ystaf y hwn gyrgyn lyd. Hos a da hann hys ar hyn sy'n ddech y hwn gyrgyn lyd o'n gwael hws gyd i wala gael gyfeth mysyn. Fyr yn fel eich fyd sgoti gyd y fyd. Som dde dar yn fel eich hwn hwn bi at y fer i top yn dys i ar dôn ni tor yn bi tŵ dystan yn yn o'r rhain yn yr noth yn o'r hwn yn dŵr. About 24 days. And when he had to put on the concrete, it was only about 9 inches. And there was certain a couple of days before that, that man with the concrete coming over with the ship, he could get whirlwind system. And that ship will come over like a bullet. And you won't have a chance in hell at them unless if you get up with the ship. You'll be going down through the big rocks and everything. And what was the best thing to do, I just say? Grab the ship and go along with it, I say. And be Jesus, not that day, but the day after, we were putting in the last concrete. It was only that worth. And the ship, I was at this end here, and he was down at another end. And the ship was coming this way to my end. And when the ship arrived, oh, coming was bang to full of concrete. But it was a good, clean ship. I grabbed the two handles and I went to go over about 6 or 7 yards or 10 yards over on the other side, and she swung back 2 or 3 times. And she settled down again. And I stood on my plank again. And the digger man himself, he was a nice man, well up in years. He was married to an Irish woman, he was saying. I got the fright of my life, I didn't know what to do with you, he said. But me, Jesus, he had it one word up yourself anyway. I was preaching to that man that's along with me the day before, I said, that would happen. I knew it was going to happen.
Tog at hospital y fysio fyned?
He?
Tog at hospital y fysio fyned?
Wel, fi'n hospital y fynnu sy'n ddod.
A se?
Gan o'r eich taint mwar hwth ar hi o chroc o ar y fysio fo mwar le. Fi ddod yn mwyn a'n byllyn sy'n haf. Ag fi ddod yn ei rhywbeth a'r sort ar ag ydw. Rhan am portiglet. Ag enig sy'n meddwl ddyn sy'n ysdi. Ac ys corwyr wypar, ac ys corwyr soel, a chyl ag o'r gwea eri bi.
Cet yn olyb yn yr wysyn yn yr?
Yn Dundee.
Dundee.
Yn hosbryd mwy yn un yr o min yr hale. Fy ma tom yn ffodd yn oed o'r fain ar y hys yn gyrin.
Se?
Ac ys.
Na cet i ffar y gobi?
E?
Lir ffeir y gobi yn sy'n yn yr?
Fy lir ffeir y gobi yn sy'n yr. Fy lir ffeir y Ac ydw, beth ar mysyn yn ei wneud. Ac ydw, ar mae job ar ddoi, fe mae sy'n fydd a ffôl cymwyd. Mae dy swell a machine ar ei ligio ar mwadyn i chi. Ar y botr i rhywbeth ac ydw, nam i chi swell a ddech hân. O, si.
Ac
ydw, fe mysyn yn cymwyd mwy, fe mysyn gen ag yn gyfniant i.
Rhaid?
Rhaid. Ac ydw, mae gwbod ar ymwneud. Chat one and chat in it. فهم شد. اگه تیم نکوستن یو آرون ابرنهیه اگه دیر بی پایید دویتان شد. اگه سه بی برتر دیشبت فتر دیشبت اگه ثابت اگه بیشا گرم لیوم ستای پر مدین آن رو پدن پتر گلیو رمی خونینه بی نیو رم سخونین پتر بی کپ و میل گلون ستانکی پتر لیده سیر شیدی اگه شما با کنی جاگو مکورد و گلن پتر ادو من کبگا پند دادن اریه و بوچه فور پتر ویره نیچه در نوت نو پتر لیده دم پمپ شیشیز کمیتی دم گو نور نیچ that's what you fucking think yes در نوت پتر لیده دم پمپ شیشیز نیچ تکو چیز دم گو نور نیچ لان that's never you want to so that was all right he walked away and never said that and 2 days after that the poor man Petter, what you call the slim boss, he arrived at me where I was walking down it and he and the what you may call it the poor man Petter was at the pump for an hour and there was about 10 men that went down below about 20 foot down in the water coming up like boogers. The two of them landed, the foreman Petter and the steam boss, that was the two Indians on the Black Gang. And they were at the pump for half an hour. And they didn't get the pump going. So I was walking away up from another pump that was at that was down below. And I went up and I looked down into the hole and I seen the water coming up on the boys. She said, well, I'm over there, I'm coming. Get me a gear over there, I'm about boot. I seen the two lads going away walking. What was them two lads doing? I said, I don't know, they were trying everything with that pump. They told me they couldn't get it to pump. Oh, that's what they know. I spoke to him to a wee lad down below in the wall that I knew well, I knew he would do what I told him. You know what they do, I said. Make a nice square wee hole in the very corner and don't thrump anything into it. And lift up that big nozzle and hit it as hard as you can against the sheet pile 3 times, I said, and drop it in slowly into the water. And I done that, he done that, and I went over and sat in the pump. The pump was put in the water from me, it'd be here 10 yards away. The two queer fellas landed one apron, that was a lorry one apron, but he took on the pump on the chain and put it in on the lorry and take it away. And the two of them looked at the fucking pump and they looked over at me and they never said a word. And the fucking steam boss said, good fucking long enough here. They turned the machine and I went back.
Demission?
Of course they knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know fuck all. So, a fortnight after that, I was done working myself somewhere. And the same slim boss landed down with me. There's something to tell you in that day. Whether you do it or not, I don't know, but I would like you to do it. I sacked the fetter on the night shift and there's Mitty. The policeman on the gate got him going out with 6 jerry cans of petrol last night and a wee junky engine out of the fitting shop. I said, the fucker should have been sacked long ago because he was grumbling with me that there wasn't enough petrol left at the pump and I knew there wasn't much petrol left that would keep them going all day and all night. Well, they'll never be here again.
Thanks, Shara.
You go home now, you're set, he said, and come out the night at 8 o'clock. You'll manage it on your own. Well, I get the fucker left, I said. You'll get the fetter wet all right. Away I went. And 2 years. And become a terrible bad night. And all the place was, they all got flooded on their way going, coming out from Glasgow somewhere. The fucking, there was a burn up about a wee village further up and they couldn't get out. And the two of them landed down where I was, the same two, the steam boss and the foreman. And I noticed that this place was 4 stories below the ground, you see, and there was 2 pumps on every landing for to keep the water
pumping out water. Yeah.
Out to move away out to sea. And I've kept my eye on them this night anyway, because they had to be watched this night for a 2 year flood. Now I looked in the fitting shop and I got a bit of nice copper wire. I tied all the trotters full bore, I seen the water was hitting the upper handle. And I tied all the trotters full back that they would go full blast, whether they would stop or not. It wouldn't matter a damn anyway. And I went over down about an hour and a half after that. But you know, the water was down about 3 feet. Another fucking hour or two, I said, the fucking place will be dry. And it was dry. And the two of them landed just where I was down, and they went in and looked down where the pumps were. Here is what thought we would get flooded out. I was going to get flooded out, only I had to use the header. Well, you know what I'm going to do, he says, the same boy. I'm going to use a big pump, and we'll set it outside there. It's dangerous for you, he says, down there with the fumes and nobody knocking about but yourself. You can get overcome with fumes.
Run the fumes all, can it?
Oh, just fumes, petrol and this methane.
And it's hard to use.
What is this? I got different boots. But we did it, it was as good as it was. 2 days after that, this big fucking pump landed. It was a sight from here up to the cavern. Go from there over to there. Got nothing to do but to go over there at 9 o'clock. Turn it on and it was that and what I handled. Set it up and let it run for a quarter of an hour, you could feel the noise of shooting out. That was dry. And nothing to do but go back into my wee hut, get a cowboy boot and read away all
day. Other than hut to be there?
Aye, I went in the hut and bring fire and everything in the hut.
With all your hours?
Oh, Jesus, it was a bad hour. Hey, not far away. We yanked, Carol, Yankees of over and forth. I guess. But I was in Gibraltar, had been an officer in the elite US, but we had Carolina Fuya. I had you the only man on the night shift. I wonder, would you do me a favor? Yankee Morse had a dog of wedding. Ah, well, I said, because I'm always here, so. Here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So he took me into the office and he showed me all the buttons I would have to press for to get the heater on in the office. Now I won't let you away with it, he said. And be Jesus Christ, when I got the pay, I was getting a good pay anyway. He had £20 slapped in along with the pay every fucking week after that.
Do you wish with the general Gamay in it?
Eh?
With the call Gamay?
Oh, Jesus, first class.
Three?
First class. I got it. We must have been in a walk on under the side of Bulgar Moyen, freshly in the crippy, way on the click bag. Walking there in Switzerland, we had just seen for the end of winter and all that. Det är så att jag ska när du får dunda på hon har lagt av henne. Det är så att jag ska göra nu att det är där. Vill.